August 16th, 2023 is the Watch for Pedro show.
Thank you.
Watch for Pedro show. Happy Wednesday. Started off with Started off with the inchworm. This is an excerpt from John Coltrane, That Magic Day, November 22nd, 1962. Inchworm. After that, we had Sari and Michael Henritzi with Tada Junsui ni Usuku. Yeah, a little difficult, but. And because of those software engineers in Estonia with their Skype invention, I have with me Wame and Yuki. Welcome. Yeah. Hello.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And right away, we have to give big respect to Scotty Irving for making the connection. Drummer man Scotty Irving, beautiful cat. He has lots of beautiful musician friends. So, who wants to go first? Because I want to learn about the journey for music. Wame, Yuki?
Yeah.
Okay. Yuki, bring your earliest musical memory, please.
Musical memory. Memory.
Yeah, like when you were Akachan, you know?
初めてのその音楽の記憶.
Ah, 記憶.
Memory.
Yeah, memory, like in your mind, you know, but with music.
Okay. Yeah, my town is my town has old festival.
Matsuri.
Yeah. Old festival is interesting sound sounding always.
Old festival, like traditional Japanese festival. Like, do you know bon dance?
Sure. Odori.
Yeah, Bodori. Yeah.
And with the trippy hats, the boshi.
Sideways.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good memory. That's a beautiful dance. All the people in the street. Yeah, moving together. Yeah, I remember. I've seen some film of this.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. So, in the house you grew up, was there musical instruments, Yuki?
Musical instruments.
Yeah, like. Well, obviously, Yuki, your instrument is your voice, right? Singing. Maybe your first instrument was the voice.
Yes, voice.
Did the people in your family sing? Oda-san? Oka-san?
Oka-san toka no singing, right?
Any other people in your family sing? Well, let me ask you this. What about at school? Did you sing at school?
Yeah, school.
Okay. Mm. And did you get lessons, teacher? Sensei?
I belong. Chorus.
The choir. The chorus at school. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you remember the first record you bought with your own money? Record, a piece of music with your zenny, though. Nobody else's. Because when you're a child, very little money, right? So I'm curious, what was your first music that you bought?
Me?
Yeah. Can you remember? Maybe very difficult question. Sorry. What was the first gig you saw? First concert you saw in person?
A country song.
Live performance of music. What was the first first gig, huh?
Show?
Yeah, you went as audience member, you know?
I was 3 years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who was playing? Artist, musician.
When she was 3 years ago.
Okay, 3 years old.
Three years old.
And then who she see? What was the gig? What was the concert? Who was playing? Who was the artist? Musician?
For example,
I was 14 years old, and my first concert was T-Rex.
TV
programmed concert.
Oh, it's on TV. No, in person, live.
Not a famous singer.
That's okay.
Yeah, then, but so famous TV show. NHK.
NHK TV, I understand. But who was the artist? Who was the musician?
Dariata.
Various. Not famous.
But they don't have to be famous, but they deserve their name so we can let people know. I'm just curious. Okay, let me ask you this. When did you first sing in front of people? When was your first gig, Yuki? When did you first sing in front of people at a gig?
When did you first sing in front of people that?
いつ初めてその
コンサートギグを見ましたか。
I was 3 years old.
You were 3 years old, and when you did your first gig?
First gig?
NHK for.
NHK.
No. We're past that now. We're on to another subject. This is the first time that you yourself sing for people.
あなたの初めての人前で歌ったのはいつですか？
Same age, three years old. Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of, you were part of chorus?
あなたのパートは何ですか？
Yes, sing.
As a singer.
Yeah.
And was it something at school?
School?
No.
Solo?
Solo, yeah.
Solo, okay. Where?
It's also the traditional festival.
Okay, so you sang at an old festival.
Yeah.
Okay, understood. I want to play here Ideal Suicide. Not too happy of a song. Here, let's listen.
施錠する。しまっておいた古い手紙を取り出す。静かに読む。最後に足を引きずる。思えば悲劇だった。私の人生は。神よ。 人間どものおぞましい笑い、涙、汗。大空の郷愁、大地の赤涼、窓辺に立ち見つめる子たち、子供たち、自然、金槌を叩く石膏、永久に沈みゆく太陽。ああ、すべては終わった。これがメモだ。厳粛にして簡潔、明瞭。これでよし。すこぶる月の冷静、感情。読む者は誰しも涙するだろう。鏡を見る、時計を見る、自問する。ひょっとして狂っていないか、間違っていないか。すべては終わった。つぶやく。今だ。だが、ちゃんとわかっている。実は、明日は明日の風が吹くこと。
out of your house, condemn everybody to be poor, and looking at the world through different sets of eyes. The world through different sets of eyes.
Watch for Pedro show. That chunk of music started off with Fujiyuki and Demetrius Sironis with Ideal Suicide. Then we had Brand New from Guided by Voices, Better Odds. Style King of the Week with Cheap Cross. Fence Post with Preparation 71, Orange Socks 2. Got some Roman numerals there. Mazinga, live in Ann Arbor. Rock and Roll Jihad, live June 4, 2023. Bombas Prendon with Between Stations, somewhere north of Richmond. And finally, Fujiyuki with One Buto Scene 2. Buto, kind of odori, right? Kind of dance. Okay, one minute. What is your earliest musical memory?
Music memory. When I was very young, childhood, my grandfather's funeral event.
Whoa, your grandfather's funeral.
So, I had a Buddhist chant.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of mantra.
So, like mantra.
Okay.
But do you know what Okyo?
Okay, kind of prayer.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, Okyo. Yeah.
Okyo. Like mantra,
sure.
Not so difficult.
Okay, simple. Easy.
Easy.
Okay, and what about...
And we,
I'm sorry, go on.
We call that Buddhist chant.
Okay, Buddhist chant. Yeah.
Buddhist chant.
Yeah, good. Good memory. I remember from church when I was a boy, incense smell. That's what I remember.
Oh.
Smell, the incense, huh?
Incense, yeah.
Yeah, I think I smelled it over there in some Jinja and, Hachiman. Yeah. So, let me ask you.
Yeah.
What was the first gig you saw? First live music?
I watched it.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. My aunt was a singer.
Okay.
So, my first gig experience was my aunt's chanson singing.
Okay, your aunt singing. Great.
Yeah.
And the first record you bought with your own money.
Oh, first record?
Yeah.
I bought.
With your money, though, not a present, huh? You bought it with your money.
My first bought record was a Japanese singer songwriter Yumi Matsutoya.
Okay.
Do you know? Yeah.
Okay, great. Now,
yeah.
Did you take music in school?
No.
So you learned outside of school on your own? You learn music on your own, not with school. Private.
No, private.
Hi.
Only private.
And what was first instrument? Keyboard?
First instrument. I was learned piano.
Ah, piano player.
Piano, yeah.
Okay.
Very young. About 4 years old.
Ooh. Okay.
2 to 6 years old.
And piano lessons?
Yeah.
Were they difficult?
Difficult.
Yeah.
No fun? So now I can't play piano.
Yeah, because bad experience. I've had many people on the show where the piano lessons were such terrible experience. Maybe because teacher is not good.
Maybe it
takes a certain kind of skill to be a good piano teacher.
Yeah.
They might be able to play good, but they don't know how to teach. Maybe.
Maybe.
Being able to play piano isn't the same as being able to teach piano. That's what I think. So, you don't want to play piano anymore. So what do you move on to? Synthesizer?
Synthesizer?
Yeah.
Okay. A little bit synthesizer.
What other instruments?
Other instruments, keyboards.
Keyboards.
Do you know Casio tone?
Casio tone, yeah.
Japanese, famous.
I'm 65 years old, so I remember when keyboards cost a lot of money, and Casio was the first low price.
Yeah.
So everybody could buy, not just rich people.
So, very, very easy to a lot of sounds.
Yes, many sounds. Yeah. In fact, I think the 101 you could sample.
Yeah.
You could make samples.
Example?
You could make a sample. You could, like, record and make a sample and play sample on a $100 Casio. I think it was called the CS-101.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember the number so well, but I remember they were incredible. Now, do you remember the first time you played music in front of people?
Maybe 18 years old.
18?
18.
Okay.
At school stage.
Second stage?
Universities.
Ah, the school.
Yeah.
Okay. And was it a good gig? What was it? You alone or were you in a band?
Band.
Ah, what was this band called? Name of band.
Name of band? I don't remember. So, just instant band.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so how was the gig?
Friend.
How was your first gig? Was it success?
Success?
Yeah, was it? I wasn't there. You have to tell me.
I don't remember. Very nervous.
Yes, very nervous.
Yeah.
So, me too.
Because my first stage, so very nervous, so I can't.
Okay, but everybody has a first gig, hopefully a second gig. So, and what'd you play at the gig? Was you playing keyboards?
I play guitar.
Ah, guitar.
Electric guitar, yeah.
Now, how did you learn guitar? Did you take lessons or teach yourself?
No, myself.
Ah, yeah, great.
Yeah.
Electric guitar or acoustic?
Electric guitar.
Electric guitar, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so your first gig you played electric guitar. Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because this music you gave me, I don't hear much guitar. It sounds a lot of keyboard, synthesizer.
Yeah.
This music that Yuki sent me, I don't hear much guitar. No, the music, for example, Wanbuto, Ideal Suicide, Tada Junsi Nu. Otsu Kushi. Hard for me to say. I don't hear much guitar. So when did you make the move to keyboards and synthesizer? In college? University?
No. When my first gig. completely different music style.
Change.
Yeah.
You changed completely different style.
Yeah. When my first gig, I play Japanese pop, like my
J-pop.
J-pop.
Okay.
J-pop, but mother still still it's difficult to say J-pop, but the word J-pop but was motto. The word J-pop.
Yeah.
Still not it exist.
Oh, it didn't exist yet. Okay.
J-pop
is more 90s, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we were talking about time before the 90s.
Yeah.
Okay. We're at the end of the first hour, August 16, 2023 edition. Wat Pedro's host, special guest, Wame Yuki. Hold tight for hour two. August 16, 2023. It's the second hour of the Wat from Pedro show. Thank you.
Up the street. I was a little in a hurry. I had to join a friend. We had to eat. We had to turn off the lights. I heard a solid voice that sounded and resonated in the inside of his pulse. It was that scratch the inside of the brain that makes us want to respond to it by unloading a beautiful little burst of bullets. Join my friends. We had sticks. We had to turn off the light. Fire the solid voices that sound and resonate against the inside of us. It was that scratch. Side of the brain that makes us want to respond to it by unloading beautiful little girls of color. I could not wait to get in the fog. I could not wait to get in the fog. You know when you start to think that it becomes heavy? So scary. That we anesthetize ourselves like horses. Yeah, I know you know it. Cause I know you do it too. So pass the sticks. And give me an ice cream tray. Put sticks in it for fruits. Put sticks in it for fruits. We had to turn off the light. By all the solid voices that sound and resonate against the inside of us first. Those that scratch the inside of the brain that makes us want to respond to it by unloading a beautiful little burst of bullets. I could not wait to get in the fog. You know when you start to think that it becomes heavy? So scary that we anesthetize ourselves like horses. Yeah, I know you know it, because I know you do it too. Pass the sticks.
Bye.
Watch for Pedro Show. Start off the second hour. Fujiyuki doing One Puto, Scene 1. And Drift Institute after that, Sticks for Freaks, Born Shit Stirs. These are gaijins who live in Fukuoka, Kishu. I met her at Keith Flack, and finally Fujiyuki with Blood Moon. Okay, how did you two meet? Yuki, Wame, how did you two meet?
Very good.
No, how?
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 Yes, yes, yes. どのようにして、I and you, ちょっと待って、トランスレート。
We belong same group.
You were in the same band.
Yeah.
Okay, what band was this? Band name.
Band name, Musesso.
Musesso. Musesso, okay.
Not the famous.
That's okay, I'm just trying to learn. It was famous enough for you guys to meet and start doing music together, so that's good enough for me. So, you both joined the same band, huh?
Yeah.
Was this Osaka band?
Yes.
Okay.
And genre is experimental.
Okay. Now, how did you find? How did you guys join the band? Who joined first, or did you join at same time?
Same time.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how many people in the band?
About 13.
13.
13. Yeah.
Big band.
Yeah,
big band. Okay. Okie band, okay. So 13 people, wow. And it was experimental.
Do you know Boredoms?
Yes, of course. Great band, Osaka band. Yeah. And in fact, I've got to play Ryuichi Sakamoto. I've got to play with him, yeah. He has a live house called Bears in Osaka. Yeah I've played. Great musician. I have a big respect for him.
Our band member all respect Boredoms member.
Okay. Did you guys get to play with Boredoms?
Yeah.
Did you get to play on same show with Boredoms?
No. Not. Yeah.
Because they were earlier?
We play together the member of Boredoms.
Yeah. Collaborate.
Collaborate or...
Like who? I?
No.
Yoshi?
Seiji.
Oh, Seiji. Okay.
Seiji Yamamoto.
Yeah. The guitar man. At first he was just singer man. They had two singer men, right? Yeah.
Right.
And then I moves to drums. Synthesizer.
Yeah.
I want to play here. Septem Soul.
Thank you. and cover but don't get scared. Time capsule in my old school. Time capsule in my old school. Time capsule in my old school. Watching that turtle hide in his shell is a real shitty metaphor for nuclear hell. Watching that turtle hide in his shell is a real shitty metaphor for nuclear hell. 'Cause there's nukes over here and nukes over there. We dug and covered, but how the hell can you not be scared? Time capsule in my school. Time capsule in my old school. Time capsule in my old school.
Night.
coffee jar and pours brake fluid in. He makes a pipe bomb using matches, and it fizzles when he runs. He tries again using the powder from the shells of his old man's shotgun, and it hisses like the feral cat he's seen, slithers like the snake he killed. Leaves a scorch mark on a pavement, and he's badly beaten for it. He finds a playboy on the way to school, tries remembering his mom. He throws rocks at a girl he likes, and he's sent home before lunch. Finds a King Kong doll beneath a bush. It's probably some rich kid, when he shakes it, so he drops it in a bin. It gets late and dinner time comes. He makes tinned beans on white tip top. He halves it with his fingers and then shares it with the dog. Jumps a cyclone fence to the sound of his old man fucking through the finds a severed kangaroo hind leg just laying in a clearing. And there's a tendon or a tapeworm that retracts after a kick. He finds a new stink nearly makes him puke when he pokes it with a stick. He meets a friend near there. They go to see his house just down the road. Lets him in, goes back upstairs wearing a bathrobe. He sees a filler shave full of hair clippings in a bathroom near a bra. They find some car keys, go outside and search a Fiat car. And there's a bead of tape in a paper bag hid under a seat. Hit play on a VCR machine and start to hear flute music. Now there's two girls on a farm somewhere playing with a Labrador, which rolls onto its back like it has been through this before. And it's the last time he hears flute music, the last time he thinks about girls. Sneaks home about 10 o'clock, gets inside using the dog door.
Upstairs smoking on the tumor off his liver, but he died without it. It seems like no one gets to choose what they can live without. It don't matter about money when there ain't no way around. You are living in a nightmare you can't bribe your way out of. Finds a one-room flat that overlooks an underpass. He works part-time as a laborer, and it's okay, though it's hard. Then some black kid steals his concession card and beats him round the head. Next time DC's an army surplus store, he steals a bayonet. Then one day, the bus to work knocks down the kid that held him up. He dies laying in the street. The driver don't make too much fuss. He smokes a ciggy with the cops. The ambulance is running late. And something inside D finds all this very, very strange. Soon after that, the work dries up, and Dee starts drinking hard, starts drinking cheap cask wine with the old black fellas living in the park. One has a tattoo of a swastika made with candle soap and spoons. He says he's half caste and that full bloods prefer petrol over goon. Says he was brought up on a mission and became a vid vet. He ain't got a single tooth to chew, so D gives him his bayonet. He's got white scars between his knuckles, or what's left of them, and says, you see, I'm white too. I just cannot drink inside the way you like to.
Waves on his back now, and he's
down in a pillow. He wakes up late next afternoon. One hour is long gone. He tries to find his 22. Ain't no shells at all. He finds 5 Valium in a Winfield pack in a duffel bag in the hall. He sits down, turn up the TV screen, washes it all down with a bottle. Has a beautiful wife. He's insured for his life. And it is autumn here in Brooklyn, in obstetrics, labor pain. And though his roots here are in slavery, Cliff has dressed himself by slaves. The credits rise like you're collapsing, so bewilderingly fast. It seems the Cosby's of the world all go to bed 11 sharp. And the rest of you have a choice of late night news and more commercials. Here just do it, have a break. Yeah, life is good because you're worth the thought. And maybe she was born with it, and maybe you were too. It seems like one way or the other, there ain't much or nothing you can do. You can only go this far tonight that you haven't come anyway. Forget Charles Darwin's namesake, is surrounded with black hair. You are depressed now, but need only take this pill to bend despair. And if it came or can't be middle class, they can't be living there. And you are driving the Jeep Cherokee, it burns arrows for fuel. But you are driving that Jeep Cherokee, and that's good enough for you. And you are living among taxpayers who welcome brown folks with a moat, conducting policy with the one free hand while the others round their throats. And you are living in a land besieged by what the world must think or know. That with its hands start
Watt for Pedro Show. That chunk of music started with Sorry doing Septem Soul. Then we had Brett H. Hart, North Carolina, doing a friend of Scotty Irvin. Time Capsule, my old school. Gareth Lydiard after that with The Radicalization of D. And finally, Fujiyuki with White Darkness. Please explain to me, what's the difference between Fujiyuki and Sorry? Yuki, these are both your projects, right?
Fujiyuki and Sorry are different. どう違うんですか?
Fujiyuki is more experimental.
And Sorry is, what, more pop? I wouldn't say Sorry is pop.
we call Sorry's music drone pop.
Drone pop, okay.
Yeah.
Drone, like big sound, right? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, this music you gave me is very beautiful. I'm interested. How do you compose, Wame, Yuki?
Yeah.
How do you compose a Sorry songs? How do you compose Fujiyuki songs? Like, what comes first? Does the voice come first? Do the keyboards come first? Mm-hmm. When you compose, you create
both. Yeah.
Yeah, which is first? Oh, both singing and keyboard same time?
I play the bass guitar on Sorry.
Oh, bass guitar. Okay. Yeah. You didn't tell me you played bass. When did you learn bass? You know, I like bass.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of bass. let me show you. Let me turn on my video. I have a Japanese moon bass.
Oh, a moon bass. Oh.
Yeah, from Tokyo. Really, really good, really good bass. Yeah. Larry Graham model. I do a lot of my recording, the stuff I did with Scotty Irving, Spirit of Hamlet. I used this moon bass. Very good bass. So, in Sorry, you play bass guitar. Okay. Is that what goes first? Because I'm interested in how do you compose these music?
We take a jam session.
Jam session, okay.
Yeah.
Improvise.
Improvise session.
Sure.
And totomoeteku. And become. Song.
Right. The beginnings of a song.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Yuki sings?
Yeah.
Okay. So the music comes first, then the singing. Okay. Interesting. And it comes out of improvisation and jams. So maybe no demos.
No demos.
Yeah. You know, when I was talking, I had Boris on the show. Great band, and they told me they never make demos. When they record, that becomes a song. No demos.
Oh,
I like that idea because you know you have to commitment. Maybe sometimes with demos, I can fix it later. But no demos. This is the real thing.
Right.
Just my opinion. Yeah. Anyway, Yuki told me that actually the pieces were very long and you had to edit to make shorter for the show. Correct?
Yeah.
So they're very long pieces. So fade in, fade out. Okay. Tell me about this song, White Darkness.
What?
Fujiyuki song.
Sorry.
It's called White Darkness.
Dark. White Darkness?
Yeah. Tell me about that song.
White Darkness.
Hi.
White Darkness.
White Darkness.
Kuro, Shiro.
what, White Darkness was written by me, Wamei.
Ah, okay, Wamei.
Melody.
Yeah, the main melody. Yeah. Okay.
Melissa.
Right.
So, I request to Yuki.
Yeah.
Singing main melody,
yeah.
And next improvise,
yes,
other melody.
Ah, interesting.
Sing.
Yeah, like for slang we say, oh, we riff, yeah, on that. I riff on that, or like the melody we call a riff sometimes. Like I had fun with that riff. It's a kind of old jazz words. We're at the end of the second hour. August 16, 2023, edition WAP Pedro. So special guest, Wamei, Yuki. Hold tight for hour three. August 16, 2023, it's the third hour of the WAP from Pedro show.
Thank you.
Watt for Pedro just started the third hour off with Sorry, doing Soap. Then we had from Italy, Lapidotto with Naked Safari. From here in the U.S., FOD with Ticket to Riot. Finally, Sorry with Shiva. I know Shiva. The scary dance, huh? Well, let me ask you this. Where do you record? Do you record at home?
Instrument part was recorded at home.
Okay.
And singing was studio.
Ah, so you sing in the studio. Okay, but you do instruments at home. Understood.
Yeah.
I see a dream catcher in the back. You know this?
Dream catchers.
It's to catch
present from our Australian friend.
Ah, Australian friend. Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Now, once you get the instruments recorded and the singing recorded, where do you mix? Home?
Home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mix it home.
Yeah.
Tell me about this song, Shiva.
Shiva.
Sorry.
Shiva, yeah. Almost an improvisation.
Improvised song? Okay.
Yeah.
We made... sounds.
Mm. At first, improvisation session.
Yeah.
And we record session.
Yep.
And totonoete.
Mm. We play many times.
In studio. In studio and gigs.
Sure.
So brush up song.
Okay, kind of evolution, it evolves the song. Okay. What about this song, So?
So.
Same time as Shiva?
Shiva. Mm. Yeah.
About the same period? They're both Sorry songs.
Yes.
My idea. Feedback drum.
Okay.
All of that song.
Kind of concept
drum.
Yeah, drum.
Yeah, drum.
Okay.
So feedback drum session at first.
Yeah.
Improvise. And brush up.
Brush up. Okay.
Yeah.
I want to play another Sorry song here. It's called The Pain of Living. Itai. Watt for Pedro Show, last music for this edition. Chunk started off with Sorry, doing The Pain of Living. Then we had Tom Hall with Every New Beginning. And then finally, Sorry, with Asa Suyu. So, what is the next plan? More Sorry? More Fujiyuki? What's next for Wame and Yuki with music? What is the next plan for you?
Next of all,
your next plan, your next idea, next project.
Next
plan. Yeah, yeah.
Yuki.
Yeah, Yuki. I'm planning to tour in France.
France. Okay.
This tour is almost with dancer.
So with a dancer, okay.
Yeah, collaborate.
Is this
project.
The Butoh?
Yeah.
Butoh is very interesting dancing, very artistic. I've seen some here in Southern California. I've seen some Butoh dancing.
Yeah.
This kind of Gigi guy, Oji-san guy, but he's very good, man alone, and very, very expressive. His dance moves are very, very emotional.
It was beautiful.
Music was just a little koto, a little drum, taiko, a little bit. But his dance moves, he used his body, really intense. Okay. So that's your next thing. But when do Yuki and Wame collaborate again? After the tour? When Yuki gets back from France? And what will it be?
We have no plan to collaborate, but...
Near future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what will it be? Sorry, or will it be Fujiyuki?
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Solo activity.
Yes.
Each other.
Right. Independent.
We get more energy, power, inspiration.
Yes.
In a solo activity.
Yes.
And next we will collaborate our new power inspiration.
Yes.
Yeah. In necessary.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I want to invite you back on the show when the new Sorry stuff gets done. Can you come back on the show? We play it and talk about it.
Yeah.
Ah, thank you, Domo, so much. Really interesting. I think what you guys have is very special. It's do you ever play with drummers? Because all this music you gave me, there's no drums on any of it.
Oh.
Because maybe, I'm thinking maybe Scotty Irving could play you some drums. Send you some drums, and maybe, Wame, you put some keyboard and guitar over Scotty's drums, and then Yuki can sing. Maybe a collaboration.
We have collaborated with drummer other band.
Ah, what's this called?
Yeah. We other band same concept.
Same concept.
Yeah, same concept as a band.
Okay, but with drums.
Yeah, on the drum. We have a very good improvisation drummer.
Yes.
Friend. So we sometimes play with him.
Okay.
Each other solo.
Sure.
Solo or another band.
Okay. I'm interested. I'd love to hear. So if you ever want to send me recordings, please.
Only things.
Yes. And I can't wait to talk to you again. So good luck with the tour, Yuki. And Wame, good luck with the new music. Can't wait to hear. Thank you so much. Really, truly, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks.
Okay. Matane.
Matane.
April's been August 16th, 2023 edition of Wap Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.